Job chapter 24. Why, seeing that the times are not hidden from the Almighty, and they are known, do they not see his dealings? They move boundaries, and they snatch away a flock and pasture it. They drive away an orphan's donkey. They take away a widow's ox as security. They turn the poor aside from the way. The poor of the earth are driven into hiding together. See how as wild asses in the desert they go out, in their business of diligently seeking food. An arid tract is feeding ground for each and for their young. In the field they reap their food, and they glean the vineyard of a wicked man. They spend the night naked for lack of clothing, and they have no covering in the cold. They become wet with mountain rainstorms, and for lack of shelter they embrace a rock. They tear away the orphan for gain, and they enslave the poor with debt. They cause him to go naked for lack of clothing, and they take away the sheaf from the hungry. Within their walls they press out new oil, they tread the wine vats, yet are thirsty. From the city men groan, and the inward being of the wounded cries out. Yet God does not impute them their depravity. These people are those who rebel against the light. They do not recognize his ways, and they do not remain in his paths. At first light the murderer rises and kills the poor and needy, and at night he is a thief. The eye of the adulterer observes darkness, saying, "No eye shall behold me," and he puts a covering on his face. He breaks into houses in the darkness, which in the daytime they mark out for themselves. They do not know the light. For the morning for them is altogether the shadow of death, for each knows the terrors of the shadow of death, which is swift upon the surface of the water. Their portion is cursed upon the earth. He will not return to the way of the vineyards. As drought and heat snatch away the snowy waters, so the grave snatches those who have sinned. The womb will disown him. The worm will feed sweetly on him. He will no longer be remembered, and iniquity will be shivered like a tree. He devours the barren who has not given birth, and to the widow he does not do good. He drags away the mighty by his strength. He rises, and no one is sure of his life. God grants him security, and he relies on it, but his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while, then they are gone, and they waste away. Like all others, they are gathered into the grave, and like the top of a stem of corn, they are cut off. And if it is not so, who will convict me of falsehood, and make my speech null and void?